This is Scott Beck with the Becker Private Equity Update for April 1st, 2021. I'm going to talk about four stories today that I'm following. First is the family office issue and the Archegos capital management situation and so forth. Second is Elliott Management making another acquisition, probably one of the most famous investments of our time. And third is the issue on second homes, which affect a lot of the private equity class. So the first issue is UBS has done a recent study that shows family offices have exploded. 121 families control about $143 billion in family offices. I think this is way, way understated in terms of how much money is in family offices because many of the family offices control $1 billion plus. And so the real number has to be much, much huger. But it gives a sense of the amount of money held in family offices. Second is the Bill Wong story. Bill Wong was one of the disciples of Julian Robertson. Julian Roberts was the founder of the Tiger Capital Management set of funds and just made a fortune in hedge funds. Bill had a personal fortune of $10 to $20 billion, of which $10 billion of it at least is in this Archegos capital fund that he had. He had leveraged that to have the real exposure in that fund to $30 billion. Apparently $10 billion were Bill. That fund then just blew up because it had to cover a lot of swap positions. And I don't understand swap positions that well, but the concept is essentially leveraging your bets significantly. So if something goes right, it's amplified. If something goes wrong, it's amplified. In any event, this is what happened here. Several banks will take big hits on this. Nomura, Mitsubishi, Credit Suisse, and a couple others. Interesting enough, Credit Suisse has put in a whole number of different safeguards to try and avoid this type of exposure. And again, what happens is such fast-moving money, such acceleration of this, and I think many of the banks that lend into these things don't really understand the risk profile of what they're doing and sort of so forth. But this has led to about $30 billion in losses, it sounds like. Third story funds, Elliott Management, Evergreen, Coastal Capital, buying Cubic. Cubic provides logistics, information, and security to defense companies and transportation. $3 billion deal. Elliott Management, famous as sort of a turnaround private equity hedge fund, private equity fund. The fourth story following is one of the fascinating stats is in the last month, 14% of all homes sold were second home sales, which is itself a fascinating stat that percentage of the homes sold were second homes. Recently, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have said that they're going to limit mortgages to exposure to 7% on second homes. So instead of their funds being used 14% for second homes, we're going to limit that to 7% is the intention. And that would limit a little bit the credit available for the security and guarantees through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. May or may not have some, softening impact on second home prices. Ultimately, second home prices are probably pretty tied to just wealth and interest rates. If interest rates go up a little bit, equities will probably go down a little bit. And would probably have some negative impact on second home prices and just the housing blast off that we've seen. Anyways, those are four of the private equity stories and family office stories we're following this morning. Thank you so much for listening.